This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities looking at the cattle markets for Tuesday, May 30th. Well, hope everyone had a nice Memorial Day holiday. I think the markets here are going to be primarily focused on what's going on in the U.S. Midwest as far as weather goes. Certainly paying more attention also to potential problems in the northern part of Europe where it's been drying down for a couple weeks, and in certain parts of Siberia and Russia where it's been drying down for quite a while. Not a big market mover as far as the Russian thing goes, especially when you look at the southern region, which has had plenty of moisture across that area and the Black Sea. So we don't expect to see a lot of support coming from there. So the grain markets have I think sold off enough. We're stabilizing in soybeans. For wheat, we've got some harvest pressure still coming at us. Corn had a big rally last week, up about 49 cents on the front month, so still reflecting very tight supplies of old crop corn. The question is, what about new crop corn? And we are starting to see some threatening weather coming into the Midwest, so that's part of the push up as well. And I think that's what stalled out your feeder cattle rally, which about a week and a half ago had pushed into a new high and just couldn't get any follow through. But you didn't sell off either. You've been pacing at the top end of this rally right at contract highs for a good week and a half on the deferred feeder cattle contracts. The front month May has struggled to keep some upward momentum going just because the cash market really had not reflected what the back months were doing. So we saw a bit of a spike in the cash index over the last couple of days of last week, and that pulled the May contract higher, but it has expired. So we're focusing now on the August contract. And again, there, along with the other deferred months, have basically just been pacing sideways at contract high. So clearly finding some resistance here in the feeder cattle market. In live cattle, that market just continues to push higher. We saw new contract highs on Friday. The front month June kind of backed off and closed about unchanged. So struggling to maintain that upward momentum, but we are coming into a three-day weekend and we still need to see just how much disappearance we had, but it was pretty nice weather across much of the country. So most likely you saw decent beef disappearance. In the cash trade last week, we were strong, and obviously that was supporting the push up in live cattle futures contracts. On Friday, we saw the culmination of the cash trade for the week, averaging around 178 nationwide, which would have been up 4 from the previous week. Dress trade at 284 was also up 4. Box beef values were strong on Friday. Choice up 399, we're sitting at 304. Select up 38 to 285. So the spread gained 361. We're back up to 1901 on the spread. After having dropped a good $5-6 early last week, now we're back up, regaining much of those losses. Slaughter total on Friday was 118,000 head. For the week, we're at 616,000. That was 10,000 less than the week prior and 1,000 less than a year ago. Dressed weights for the week averaging around 817 pounds. That was equal to the week prior and 7 pounds more than where we were a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up $1.72. We're sitting at 209.86. So in the last 5 sessions, the feeder cattle index has rallied about $7. Getting back to box beef, the total volume for the week at 547 loads, that was a good 26 loads more than the previous week, but down just a touch, down about actually 33 loads from the week prior. So we're back and forth, but a pretty respectable load count. And most of that was done early in the week where we saw good, strong demand. Later in the week, of course, it's just a matter of kind of getting through the weekend and seeing what kind of disappearance we have. But again, I would expect that that's going to show some pretty decent movement. Consumer demand has been strong for, months, even with record high prices and inflation. Beef demand has hung right in there, not only domestically, but for the export market. So I think I would expect that Memorial Day will show pretty decent consumption. It'll take a few days to get all that data in, but that would be my guess. So here on out, you know, we're watching the weather in the Midwest. They've taken some of the heat away in weeks 3 and 4. So that is pressuring the corn market, which I would think would be supportive to the feeder cattle market, at least to get things rolling for the week. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.